WJTL bringing you JJ Week's Band Count Them All. Good morning to you. It's 7:04.
And make sure to join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11 and Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. WJTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Mark Unger, is here. Mark, the new executive director for Rainbows and Youth Services. Good morning to you, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Fred.
Great to have you here. You were just telling us that you remember being at the Chicken House back in the day.
Yeah, that just says how old we are.
Yeah,
right?
You are a longtime listener, my friend.
Yes, yes.
Anybody want to give a shout out to this morning?
Absolutely. Got a shout out to my awesome wife, Stephanie, married 42 years.
42,
yes,
that's amazing.
And I've got a couple of awesome grandchildren, and my daughters, Hannah and Heather, and Harper, Eli, Esme, Landon, and Logan.
Good job remembering everybody's name this morning. So you are the new executive director. How long have you been with Rainbow's End?
5 months.
5 months. Yes. And there's a big change. You guys are changing your name.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot been happening the last 5 months. And so and I want to give also a shout out to our board of directors and our former executive director, Christina Padden. And they've been working on this rebranding for over 2 years.
Okay.
And so as of yesterday, Rainbow's End Youth Services is now Raise, R-A-I-S-E, 28.
Yeah, because everybody knew you as Raise, R-E-Y. So Rainbows and Youth Services, but now it's going to be Raise, R-A-I-S-E. Why the change to Raise 28?
Yeah, you know, Raise, it just didn't, the acronym didn't have any meaning to it as far as with our ministry. And so Raise, R-A-I-S-E, you know, again, raising, you know, Jesus raised from the dead. So immediately we can talk about our faith and then raising up youth, right? And helping those, especially in dark places, to help bring them up and come to know Jesus. And so just the whole idea of Raise just really fits in with our mission.
Yeah. And so as a mission, I know you guys are there in Mount Joy. Tell us what you do.
Yeah, and so we're in after-school programming. We serve kids from first grade to 12th grade, and Monday through Friday, everything we provide is free. And what's great, again, about Raise is that it's a community program, right? It is Mount Joy Community. It's the Mount Joy Community Center, and really appreciate the support we get from our community.
Yeah, Raise 28 used to be Rainbows End Youth Services. And as part of this change, what are you guys doing to break out the idea that you have a new name and a renewed mission statement?
Yeah, so obviously we're putting a lot of social media out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, the new mission statement, we rolled that out in March. And so our mission is to reach local youth with the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's where the 28 comes in, right? Matthew 28, go and make disciples of all nations. So it just really aligns really well with our mission statement.
That's awesome. If people want more information about Raise 28, how they can become a part, maybe volunteer support, how can they find out?
Yeah, well, first of all, they can pray. They can pray that our website comes back up. So we're in the process of changing it over, and it's not up right now. So we're working on that. So, but yeah, our new website is raise28, R-A-I-S-E, 28, at .org. That is our new website. And if you go to the old raise, R-E-Y-S, .org, it'll still get you there once it's back up and running.
Yeah, and they can visit you on Facebook. You guys have social media too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. Coming up, we'll talk more with Mark, and we'll find out more about the changes and about their ministry. On the way, more music too. Love and the Outcome is next.